Southwark News, Thursday, August 21st, 2014. The Marchioness disaster, quarter of a century later. The legacy: a much safer River Thames and significant reforms to coroner's service. Simon Hughes, MP. Grieving families gathered at Southwark Cathedral yesterday to mark the 25th anniversary of the sinking of the Marchioness, a disaster that claimed the lives of 51 people. The pleasure boat was carrying 131 partygoers when it collided with a Bow Bell, a dredger, in the small hours of the morning on August the 20th, 1989. It disappeared underneath the black, freezing water of the Thames in 30 seconds. Bermondsey man George Williams, who was on a boat behind the Marchioness, pulled more than 20 people from the water around Southwark Bridge on the night. The names of the dead, including Francesca Dallaglio, 19, the sister of the former England rugby captain Lawrence Dallaglio, will be read out at the service at Southwark Cathedral in South London on Wednesday. Antonio de Vasconcelos, who was celebrating his 26th birthday aboard the boat, and the captain, Stephen Faldo, were also among the dead. As part of the event, two launches were allowed to allow families to drop flowers at the spot on the river where the accident happened. The Marchioness Action Group, formed in 1991, has strived for changes to be made in maritime safety laws, and Simon Hughes, MP for Bermondsey and Old Southwark, said many lessons had been learned. The legacy of this appalling tragedy, which devastated so many families, has been a much safer River Thames and significant reforms to the coroner's service, he said. Those achievements only came about thanks to the bravery of survivors and relatives, combined with the determination we all felt to keep campaigning until justice had been secured. He added, that legacy includes the introduction of the RNLI's lifeboat service on the River Thames, which alone has rescued 3,481 people and saved 466 lives since 2001. In addition, we've seen new river safety laws, improved training for the emergency services, link chains along the inner walls of the river bank to help people to escape the water, and tough rules on alcohol and noise distraction. In the last 10 years, the number of significant navigational incidents on the entire length of the tidal river has fallen from 118 in 2003 to 34 in 2013.